B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The South Carolina State Board of Education has revoked the teaching license of a former teacher after reports surfaced that he was ingesting an illegal substance in front of his kids.
Like what?
In class, a student recorded a video showing what appears to be Percy Berry snorting a substance from the surface of his desk. He was doing lines on his desk at school in front of the class.
I mean, the obvious thing would be to do it off the chalkboard.
A second video shows Berry wiping his nose before beginning or continuing a discussion about possibly losing his teaching career.
Why?
The incident was reported to supervisors at the school, and Barry was sent for drug testing. Results from the test returned a positive result for cocaine, heroin, and morphine.
So he's snorting coke off his desk.
He was terminated by the district. The State Board of Education says Barry may appeal for certification after 3 years, but will be subject to a character and fitness review.
What if I snorted without the kids in the class?
Just not in front of the children,
not in front
please.
Of the children.
A suspect in Georgia left his good luck behind when he abandoned a winning lottery ticket while fleeing sheriff's deputies. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office says the man had a Georgia Lottery scratch game card worth $100 when he ran away during a traffic stop. In a Facebook post, it offered its congratulations and invited him to come and claim the ticket at their office. In fact, they wrote to the suspect who ran on foot from our deputies on a traffic stop this morning on I-75. You left a $100 winning ticket in your vehicle. You can claim your ticket at 498 Chatton Drive in Canton, and it will be here waiting for you. Congratulations, by the way.
Yes, you posted an ad. I'm here to pick that up.
The man who was not identified was later taken into custody, and he was a passenger in a vehicle that was pulled over for a tag violation. He ran into the woods. The lottery ticket was in the backpack that also had methamphetamine. The man can have the lottery ticket back, but they will keep the drugs, they said. A Boston University lecturer, this is horrible, was crushed to death when she overloaded an old elevator with a heavy package and it suddenly started moving. Carrie O'Connor was taking belongings to her apartment in the 1920s building that she recently moved into on Monday evening, and a neighbor had, Alliston, had took the stairs as he helped her with another box. While the elevator usually works via a two-door system that requires the second door to be firmly shut before moving, it's believed the weight had triggered a sensor by fault. Leanne Scorzoni said, I heard it. We saw everything. He was helping her with a box into the building, and he was going up the stairs, and he told her, hey, just be careful. It's an old-fashioned elevator. The neighbor said she had spoken to the man helping O'Connor with a package just seconds before the elevator dropped. She described the scene as horrifying. She said, I don't know what type of elevator it is, but you have to pull the door across and then step in and then press the button. She added that she was told the elevator had a sensor, and a man who was helping O'Connor believes that the package may have triggered the sensor, which caused it to start moving. I think it went, like, it
crushed down on her
while she was in between, in and out
my
of it.
God,
and
it's horrible.
The guy said, you know, she was, they heard this horrible screaming and all. It was just a terrible, terrible story. I had no idea. I've told you before, an elevator had gotten stuck. I was in it and I crawled out of it. And the people were like, you're crazy to do that. Dude, that thing could start moving while you're in it.
And it has happened.
And kill you right there. So I'm like, yeah, I never thought about that. So,
but I was pregnant.
Cautionary tale. I was with a group of pregnant women.
Oh, were you?
It was at Riddle Memorial Hospital.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Surveillance video from earlier this summer shows the claw of a City of Rochester garbage truck uprooting a bench and tossing a person that was on it.
Have you guys seen this footage?
I have.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's an old woman, isn't it?
It is. And you see her underpants, like,
oh no!
Yeah.
My bloomers.
my bloomers.
City operations officials claim that they were never told about the incident by the driver. In the video, the hydraulic claw on the truck is seen trying to snag a public garbage can. The claw hooks a bench in the process, pulling it up from the sidewalk and throwing the woman who is sitting there.
Watch, Kathy. It launches her.
Officials say, "Yeah, we're gonna watch this video as we're checking the story." So it grabs it and launches forward.
Oh, yeah,
you see her bloomers.
You see her bloomers.
Oh, man. And she's like watching them do it.
They are trying to track down the woman in the video as they don't know if the person was even hurt. Department leaders say the driver retired after the incident.
I'm retiring now.
Fellas, yes. I just want to announce my retirement.
Great working with you.
They tracked her down, Preston. She's doing okay. She's a few bruises, but she's all right.
All right, good. The bench.
She also says, I'm getting a lawyer, and I will call the city.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
I hope it's someone who's worked with bloomers cases.
The bench has not been repaired.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
An employee at a children's toy store claims she accidentally added WAP WAP to the store's playlist.
Oh, yes.
And that it really irked every mom standing in the aisles. The employee shared her experience on Reddit, explaining she was sick of the two CDs that her employers deemed suitable to play over the store loudspeakers, so she went on Spotify, made a playlist of what she thought were family-friendly songs. But 2 hours into her shift, she realized she had accidentally added the song to the playlist. The Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion song aired. She said that it was what made it worse was the fact that when the song played, she was stuck at the front of the store emptying a register and couldn't immediately walk away to turn it off.
Oh, jeez.
She sent another employee with her keys to turn it off, and then she used her best customer service voice to apologize over the PA system.
But, Mommy, kitty cats don't like to get wet.
The horrifying story has gone viral on Reddit, earning over 1,000 comments from users impressed with the woman's quick thinking. Wow. A viral video posted to Twitter this weekend shows five girls cruising down Route 50 near Bowie, Maryland, in a stolen golf cart, apparently determined to make it to D.C. after missing their Lyft ride.
And they're in a golf cart.
Yeah, this is on a highway.
Yeah.
So the video was captured by Gregory Green, who happened to drive past the girls and told them what they were doing was not safe. The driver of the golf cart asked Green if he would give them a ride since he was recording them with his phone. Some of the teens in the video could be seen trying to hide their faces with their masks and bonnets. And he said, yeah, I'll give you a ride because y'all need to pull over.
Where did they put their golf clubs, Preston?
But the girls kept driving and told Green to stop recording them. I'm just saying it's dangerous, he said. I don't want y'all to get hurt. Green's daughter, Carrie, uploaded the 54-second video to Twitter saying somebody call their parents. Video has over 3 million views now.
You're going the wrong way.
One Twitter user found the Instagram account that belongs to the girl who claims to be the driver behind the wheel of the golf cart. The driver revealed that they drove the golf cart on the highway because they had missed their $35 Lyft pickup. She said, y'all really think me and my bitches just going to ride in the golf cart in the highway? We really missed our $32 Lyft from Bowie to D.C. Her friend later corrected her, saying the ride was actually $35.
Okay, well, now we understand. Yeah.
The Bowie Police Department confirmed the incident and said that the five teenage girls on the golf cart were later taken into custody after being charged with stealing the golf cart from Alvista Bowie Apartments. All of the girls were either 15 or 16 years old, and they're not even on the shoulder. I mean, they're in the road,
yeah.
Which is, okay, whatever, man. Here's another story out of Maryland. A man will spend 18 months behind bars for ramming his truck into City Hall over a water bill dispute last year.
That'll fix it.
And not just once. Rodney Davis pleaded guilty to first-degree assault and malicious destruction of property. Judge Fred Hecker sentenced him to 10 years in prison with all but 18 months suspended on the assault charge. And 3 years in prison with all but 18 months suspended on the malicious destruction charge.
God
prison.
Damn, yeah!
The prison time will run concurrently. He will also have to pay over $50,000 in restitution to the city. Officials said Davis rammed his truck into City Hall 6 times on August 30th after the city shut his water off.
How did he get 6 times off without somebody? I assume there are armed personnel around City Hall.
Not then. His wife was reportedly on the phone with Councilman Joseph Vigilotti minutes before the crash when Davis was heard saying he was, quote, done with the city and planned to drive his truck into the building. One person, an IT manager for the city, was inside the building. So he's the only one. It was 5:45 in the evening. So it was nearly, I guess, near closing time or was closed when the incident occurred. Most other staff members had left for the Labor Day weekend around an hour before the Dodge Dakota crashed into their desks. The damage forced the city to close the building for several days. But, yeah, that guy's a little unhinged. Two brothers accused of riding motorcycles off-road and harassing bison in Yellowstone National Park have pleaded not guilty.
Don't harass bison.
Della McAllister of Provo and Tyler McAllister of Gilbert, Arizona, entered the pleas Monday before Judge Mark Carman in Yellowstone, and each was charged with operating motor vehicle prohibited areas and feeding, touching, teasing, frightening, or intentionally disturbing wildlife. The two drove off-road near Fountain Flats Drive in western Yellowstone Friday evening. Video posted online showed motorcyclists riding off-road with within several feet of a group of running bison, including some calves. Visitors in Yellowstone are required to stay 25 yards from bison, at least 100 yards from bears and wolves. Visitors may not go off-road on vehicles or bicycles as well.
My wife was just there, had an awesome time, and the bison are plentiful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then one last story. Someone's gotten away with two crimes using the same fake company name in Canada. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say the first incident was when a truck, which was subcontracted to carry meat from Brooks, Atlanta to Canada near Calgary, and the delivery never showed up. The Mounties say that the truck was operating under fraudulent documents and under the fraudulent name of Transport Pascal Charland.
Meat.
Well, it was $230,000 worth of beef.
Wow.
And less than a week after that, 7 hot tubs were stolen. So they're branching out. They're going to beef and hot tubs.
Beef and hot tubs. That'd be a great business.
That would be beef and hot tubs.
Opening soon. Beef and hot tubs.
I love that name. It's not clear if it was the same truck or not. The Mounties described the suspect as a tall white male with a heavy build and short brown hair, and they're asking with anybody that has information to contact.
Well, if you're not interested in the tenderloin, can I interest you in a hot tub?
And that is what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.